any of the poems or that are woven together in the soundscape, those individual recordings or those individual people who created those renditions were never in the room with the other person and had never envisaged that they would be woven together with someone else. We had about 550 poems recorded, which Fiona Shaw had recorded around the country, and they would come to me and to Deborah. And we kind of made a list of those ones that we thought were maybe not so useful, and then ones which we really loved, which was about 50 or so. When I got to making stuff, I choose one of those and I take the recording and I begin by editing the poem. I would slow it down a little, I'd separate out the words a little bit, just because I knew, particularly in an outdoor environment, that the poems needed to be delivered in at a certain kind of pace, otherwise they'd be lost. There were just so many competing other competing elements. And then I also began to play a little bit with the phrasing of them. So I might separate a phrase and then leave a gap and then do another phrase. So I took liberties with the performances of them. And so you're trying to make a soundscape that weaves in this case, for Peace Camp, I had all the voices and I used them, I think, as kind of musical instruments to some degree. And I also began to play with the words a little. So sometimes I'd break a word, I'd crack it open. So I might put a little hesitation in the word. When I started it, I'd never done that before, but it might have happened as an accident the first time, and I liked it because it drew me into the word. And it was almost as if sometimes if you crack open a word, its emotional contents would sort of seep out a little bit more. So I began to really enjoy that. And so the editing, it might take me hours to edit one section of poetry, and there might be thousands of tiny little changes and edits in it in order to make it flow in a particular way. And when I had it flowing and sort of singing, when I got it to sing, then I might say, okay, now I'm going to bring in something else and see if they can duet together. And I would do the same to the second piece, and then I'd start to weave them together. And so then you're into something around melody and rhythm, but also how the words just knock off each other. They were the kind of things that I was drawn to when I was making it. And I do have a very clear image of one night with Deborah and Fiona in the sitting room with big, big, huge sheets of probably A1 pages with the names of all the poems and all the pieces and the combinations of poems on the floor. And it was like a jigsaw. The other thing is that I made it in sections. So I might make a new section in the daytime and test it at nighttime. And I was sending them on to Deborah and she was giving me feedback, and then Fiona would make the visits. And then when it was sort of nearly done, they came and we had this session where we put out all the different sections on the floor and we kind of played around with different orders of things. You know, will we put this here and put this? Then it was like a patchwork quilt. And then the net we sort of yeah, I think we agreed on the arrangement of the patches. And then the next challenge for me then was to stitch them together. And so that was the sort of like the final part of the process.